episode of Staccato. Today we have two very exciting guests. So we've had a couple med students on, and we have a dynamic duo with us today. We have Lincoln and David. You guys want to say hi?
Hello, everyone.
Hello, world. I think
say something, bro. Why are you laughing? Okay.
So I think a lot of med students are going to be tuning into this one because you guys are kind of known in our class. And so wherever this conversation goes, that's where we'll take it. But do you want to start off with some intros, a little bit about yourself, where you're from?
Yeah, my name is David. I'm from San Diego. And I think the most reason I'm known is because I'm like friends with Lincoln.
Is that it? Yeah, my name is Lincoln. I was born in Los Angeles, California, raised in the Phoenix area, though. What else can I say about myself? Came down to Tucson for undergrad, stayed here for medical school, and medical school has been fun. Got to meet guys like David and stuff. So yeah, I'm excited to be here. Excited to talk.
Oh, we actually went to the same high school and we didn't even really know.
Oh, we did, huh?
We did.
Yeah.
Because
like in high school, like I was pretty like, I was cool and stuff. So I didn't really like hang out with like the nerds and so
different social groups, I think.
I really wouldn't have known you, so like that makes sense.
Look at where everyone ends up though. Here we
yeah,
are.
You're right.
It's telling that Avantika knew who you were, but you didn't know who she was.
I think
did
I
you really?
No, I don't think I knew you in high school afterwards though. I was like, oh, he went to Hamilton. I went to Hamilton. Are you a year older than me?
What class did you, what year did you graduate?
2020 from high school.
Yeah, I was 2019.
There you go. Yeah. Wow. So different classes.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln and David, how did you get acquainted? Walk us through the story of your friendship.
I think we first met on my birthday.
We played pickleball at Corvette. It was like the first week of school. They had some people over, and I didn't know it was Lincoln's birthday either. But
yeah,
we just showed up to this party, and honestly, such a big crowd for this man. Like,
Mr. Popular guy over here.
Like, I remember, like, it was me and Tawanda. Shout out Tawanda. You might be listening. Tawanda set the whole thing up. And so people just came. It wasn't like really like for my birthday. It was just like coincidence and stuff. So we're running pickleball and stuff. We're running the courts. And then David and were you playing with
Isabel?
Isabel? Yeah, David and Isabel come. And I see like David with his own. Did you have your own like custom like paddle?
Yeah, at that point.
So like I just knew like we were about to get cooked. I'm like, I'm looking at him, I'm like, who is this nerd?
I was wearing glasses, the oversized shirt, to be fair. I'm not gonna lie, I'd get mad too if I lost my saddle. I look goofy as
I was looking at him like, who is this nerd? I know we're about to get smacked, bro. So they smack us, bro. Get off the court. So I think that's the first interaction I really remember.
I think we really became more friends when we started hanging out at the library.
Yeah.
Like, we both were kind of here all the time, like, you know, Avantika.
Oh, yeah.
We're just always on the second floor, and...
Yeah. We're
we're
library rats. We definitely put like the most hours, like, and we don't even be studying half the time. Like, we just be here chilling.
Social hour at the library.
We do everything besides study here, pretty much.
Yeah.
But you guys run the library. I feel like if you go to the library, you can count up to see Lincoln. You can count to see David, and you guys make the atmosphere fun. It's not always just studying with y'all, so it's good.
Yeah, everybody has to come in, check in with us, you know,
that's what we hope for.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Honestly, we only get this privilege because our man Sebastian Beller, shout out Sebastian.
Oh yeah, shout out Sebastian.
He really is the one that runs the library, and he's just giving us some like a little bit of power. So
yeah, like honestly, I don't even know if I'd be here without Sebastian Beller, to be honest. Like, I didn't even know him before I started med school, but I always felt like I was drawn to this aura that some way we would cross paths one day. So like the fact that I got to meet him, everything is like,
yeah,
blessing.
So without revealing any identities, we can talk about the famous fan account that started. For context, people who aren't in our med school cohort, there's about 120 of us, and randomly in the last week, someone has the great idea to make this fan account for one of our students who's also in our cohort with us, and it's kind of blown up. Like, this man's popular, he's famous, we love seeing what he's up to. And so that's what they're alluding to, the greatness and the aura of Sebastian.
Honestly,
but
all
hopefully
right.
he's listening. It'd be such an honor to have him on too. Maybe we can get him on here.
Be anyone in our class because almost everyone admires man to such a high degree.
Right. Yeah,
Why
like
is he famous? Like, what is the draw here?
so it's
He's smart.
I can't even you can't even really point at one thing. You're so just equally just all around just goated at everything. He's kind of like LeBron, when you really think about it. Like it, I don't know if you guys watch basketball, but like he's kind of like the LeBron of our class. He just I don't know, I can't put it in words. Like what do you think?
He just does it all.
Yeah.
No, he's
He's the
funny.
man.
He's very like he's overly smart almost. I feel
Yeah,
like
yeah,
he just gets things. He talks well.
Here's a story though.
his hockey
So
streak is longer than like than we've been in med school, so
yeah.
you can't help to admire the guy.
Man's always grinding, but a funny story here is last week we were in class and Sebastian answers a question, and so the class wanted to show their appreciation for the wisdom that he was sharing with all of us, and so everyone started
Standing
clapping.
ovation.
Everyone
Of
started
course,
clapping
yeah.
after he answered, and the instructor afterwards, he was like, "Guys, it wasn't that good."
Yeah, he was hating. He was hating, but like I understand why.
And
Sebastian's getting a
so
lot of attention to him.
now the block directors are in on it too. So every time Sebastian answers, they know it gets an applause, but they don't know exactly why. So I think by the end of this block, everyone's going to be on the Sebastian train too.
I
That's
hope so.
funny.
Deserves
Yeah.
it.
Did you guys do like biology or something med school related in undergrad, or like what got you into wanting to go to med school?
Yeah, I think pretty much I kind of knew going into my undergrad I wanted to pursue med school. Before in high school, though, I was pretty unsure if I want to do something like engineering or med school. But like I tell everyone, my girlfriend's probably my biggest driving factor for medicine. She wanted to do medicine, and then she kind of seeing her passion for it kind of drove me to do it as well. And throughout undergrad, I kind of just fell in love more in love with biology.
Yeah, the why medicine question. It feels like I'm like interviewing again.
I know, seriously. Keep it
See,
chill.
like
Don't
I
worry.
feel bad because but like I'm genuinely
Yeah,
curious
like
because like
you're
for
actually
me,
triggering
you know, because like
me right
I obviously that's like very different from what I'm
now.
doing. I mean, I'm getting an MBA, so that's like very different. So like I like to hear the rationale, like why medicine for you?
Yeah, I've always so growing up, like first plan, like plan A off that was like I thought I was going to NBA. I thought that right now I'd be playing alongside LeBron James and not like his son. But once I found out that wasn't feasible.
Hey, it's never too late. Keep the
No,
goal
right.
up.
Like,
You never
no,
know.
yeah. Like, I'm definitely like this summer. I plan on training and one more go. But if not, I'll be a doctor. I don't know. But yeah. So, but yeah. Growing up, I always was interested in healthcare. Not to go into too much in detail, but like I kind of grew up with like limited access to healthcare, so I was always curious about the field.
Yeah.
Throughout high school and stuff, I really like enjoyed math and the sciences and stuff, but I enjoyed math more. But until I got to physics, and I realized like I could never be an engineer. But so by the time I got to college, I was thinking medicine, but I also was thinking business, and I also wanted to explore sort of like the business side of healthcare. So I ended up majoring in business throughout undergrad, and I had an emphasis in healthcare management because I also was interested on the administration side of healthcare because I felt like I could also impact people in like similar situations that I was in growing up in the same way. But ultimately, through like my experiences and stuff, I decided that I wanted to be more on
Like
the
the
for
direct
yeah,
side.
like on the direct side in patient care and on the forefront of the healthcare team. And I felt that I can provide good leadership qualities to a team because what it comes down to with bringing healthcare delivery to patients is it's all a team effort. There's, you know, doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists, every like all these people, and it's all a team to help this one individual out. And I feel that the physician is the leader of that team. Every team needs a leader, and I feel like it was a good fit for me, you know.
Is med school what
Very
you
cool.
expected so far? Has it been everything you dreamed of and more?
I think it's been I would say the difficulty of Mexico has pretty much been on par. Some days are definitely harder than some others. I think I don't mean this in, a gunner cocky way. It's the content itself. I don't think it's super difficult. It's the amount of content that we get is the hard part. Like, obviously, if we had more time to study all this, it would be easier. But as you know, Montica, reading 7 lectures a day. Sometimes the material is related to it, sometimes it's not. Definitely been a fun time, and I think it's been pretty much
Yeah. I
what I
think
thought.
what for me, you always hear about how like busy you are and like I feel like you don't really like understand it until you actually do it. And I realized like, yeah, I gotta study every day. Like in undergrad, I could skate by like just cramming for the exam over the weekends. But for us, it feels like I'm cramming every day just to keep all the content. But honestly, like once you get a little groove for it and you get a schedule going and a routine, it's honestly not that bad. Now, like balancing other stuff outside of school, like extracurriculars and stuff, makes it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, I
But
agree.
it's our second semester now, so like I think people are starting to get into a groove more. So it's not as difficult like when it started. Honestly, I kind of want it to be more difficult, like because
Always looking for a challenge. Very interesting.
yeah, like
I wish it was just a little bit harder, like school, extracurriculars, every aspect of
Those are
it.
just too good. You need something
Yeah,
more.
it definitely could be more. I'm definitely going to try to talk to faculty and see if we can, I don't know, either accelerate the program because I think I'm already ready to take step one. I don't know about you, David, but yeah, it's something that we're in the works for.
I
So,
think you need your own class. I think this is where it's going. That needs to be the next
yeah,
topic
I'm
of
also trying to
conversation.
teach. I'm trying to teach a course soon, but yeah, we're already on the
Faculty
meeting.
position in the
Like,
works, maybe.
I think we looked at step one questions the other day. What did we get?
I think we got all of them. Right, I think it's because they step one reached out to me to write a couple of questions for like all
You're writing the test for us.
yeah we kind of just we have a lot of power here so I want to make a good impact you know yeah
David and I are in the same societies group, and so they split up the entire cohort into groups of six. And so we get to see each other a good amount, I'd say like 8 hours a week in anatomy lab and in our societies groups, doctor and
yeah
patient course. And so it's been nice working together there too.
Very nice.
How
What's
do you
your
guys feel?
guys' highlight been so far of med school? Like, doesn't have to be med school related, but like since you started in August or July, like what's been your favorite thing that's happened or just like general highlight?
The bromance.
That's a good question. Think the highlight of my year so far has definitely been being able to learn from Sebastian Keller.
Being able to just be around Sebastian Beller, like there's nothing can compare. No, give him a real answer. Give him a real answer.
I think for me, the moment I felt the most relief was after that neuro final. Because I knew we had winter break coming up too. And I was like, you know what? I think I can do this over and over again just for the feeling that I get after taking the test and knowing that, oh my gosh, I'm done for the next couple weeks. Like that feeling of relief, I'd live over and over
Did you
again.
go to Vegas?
No, I didn't. I relaxed in Chandler, back to the hometown.
David, talk about Vegas. How was Vegas?
Yeah, give us some stories
Answer
from
the
Vegas.
first question, our favorite moment.
My favorite moment?
Yeah, I think my favorite moment actually was when I got I don't want to expose too much, but there's a girl in our societies, kind of go after her quite a bit. I want to leave them out of this, but I want the good news I'm talking about. And I would say we push her pretty hard within our group. And there was one exam where she did fairly well last semester. And I was honestly super happy to see her achieve that. We push her really hard, and honestly, sometimes maybe a little too hard. But I think she does really well with negative reinforcement.
If it works, it works. I think
Well,
that is a really cool part of our society group, though. Like, we're
I want to
always
see each other
supporting each
succeed. Yeah.
other, backing each other, pushing each other, always getting better.
Yeah, I feel like that was the whole point for the society groups. Yeah. I would say for me, my best or my favorite moment. I think I've had multiple of these moments, but it's always like the like 24-hour pre-exam like delirium
Yeah.
that on. And it's like we're in the Compte study rooms, and it's me, Isaiah, sometimes David, sometimes Shiv, and we're like trying to think of the most crazy connections to remember the meds, that like the dumbest stories ever. Like some of them aren't appropriate to say on the podcast. But yeah, shout out Shiv, shout out Isaiah. Like that just like we're just, I don't know how to describe it. Like it just feels like we're just, I'm like drunk with knowledge. And it's just like I just start just, I don't know. We just kind of start tweaking out before the exams, but in a good way, though. It's kind of fun.
No, I second that. It's always great to see, even though we're all in the same boat, like the 3 days following up for the exam, you see all your classmates here, you see everyone together, everyone's kind of in the same boat, feeling, the same thing. You can't wait for the exam to be over, you're stressed about it, but you get to hang out with everyone at the library, everyone kind of one another. I think it's a great community here during that time.
Yeah.
It's a terrible 3 days, but it's also a great 3 days to see. That's the only time I see Avantika here. Shout out
No, I
Avantika.
lock in
He's
weekend
never
before the
here.
exam. And then
Yeah.
everyone has their own positions too. Like we know who sits at what tables, what whiteboards, or what persons. And so it's just like everyone knows what everyone's doing, and we're all here as a
Yeah.
community
I
struggling together.
Yeah, I definitely do judge the fake library goers. Like all of a sudden, like all the new people want to show up 3 days before the exam. Like, know your place. I'm
Yeah.
joking. I'm
We're
joking.
on the bottom of the rung. You guys get first choice of the tables.
long as my seat is open, like I love the company.
David, how was Vegas? How was winter for both of you guys? How was break?
Oh, break was good. Vegas was a fun time.
Yeah.
A few of our classmates went out as well, about I think maybe 20 of them. It was
Wow.
too much class. Yeah, having fun, enjoying, the time off without thinking about school whatsoever. Went out a few times, played some games, and
Yeah.
I got nothing to complain about with Vegas. Can't talk too much about it. Trying to
Yeah.
keep my spot.
Yeah, I didn't go to Vegas, but I kind of wish I did. But yeah, my break was good. I was just like you, Avantika. I was just but back up in Phoenix the whole time. I really didn't do anything. I told myself I was gonna study, and I
Oh my
didn't.
gosh.
I did
Never.
not cry. I did not cry on that laptop, not once. But I'm kind of happy I didn't study. Like, just actually just use the break to recharge and stuff. So,
Yeah, I feel like
yeah.
that's the healthy thing to do. I feel like
Yeah.
there should not be guilt with taking the break.
Yeah. There's some people who are just gonna like continue to study like throughout the breaks and like say that they don't. Kyra,
Now
Seabass,
we need
not
to have each of these people come on the podcast to clear their name
to
too.
name
So
names. I know.
this is the
Not to
start of a
name
chain
names.
reaction
Not to
here.
name names, but I will name names.
No,
Yeah.
seriously, I'm gonna
Okay.
like come down to Tucson to visit sometime, and I'm gonna meet Sebastian and know way more about him, having never met him.
Yeah.
You haven't even seen the Instagram page yet. Let me show that to you, then you'll know
Who
even more
runs
about
it? Do
him.
you know who runs it?
We're still like trying to figure out who would run,
That's
like,
the hardest thing because everyone in the class loves that man. Everybody.
So we don't know who would stick out and take the extra leap to make him a fan page.
So many people would.
Yeah, I honestly think it's kind of weird, and I don't know. Like, no, I love Seabass, and like he definitely deserves it, but like to just do that, like I don't even know if the person got permission from Seabass, because you want to respect Seabass and his privacy, because he's a pretty big deal. We don't want other like paparazzi, all that stuff coming to the school, but
Gotta keep the library private, Can't
yeah,
put like
but
that out there.
we're gonna
We're
get
gonna figure
about
it
yeah, we're
out,
gonna
and
figure it
honestly, we'll see how it goes.
Sebastian's also part of our society group, and so there are a lot of connections there. I'm just so honored, always in his presence, learning so much from that guy.
Yeah, just
That's
us
funny. Is
intellectual.
there
Go
anything
ahead.
you guys are looking forward to in the next couple weeks, the next block?
We got med prom coming up.
We do have a problem.
True. I think
You
med
guys
prom
have a
will be
med prom?
a
Oh
med
prom.
yeah.
And it's big. So they plan
Doctor.
it so that the MS1s are done with their block, the MS2s are done taking step exam, the MS3s are between their rotations, and MS4s are always, they have free time. It's their fourth year. And so all the classes come together and do a big prom. And so that will be
That's so
exciting to see everyone
fun.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, the
Avantika,
social
you got to
school.
wear your dress that I bought
Oh,
you.
yeah.
I
Because
have
you've never
options.
worn it, you need to
True.
wear it.
That would actually be the perfect time to wear it too. It's like a black tie event. It'll be
Yeah,
fun.
telling you,
Yeah.
telling you.
People
For
can
some
bring
people,
plus ones
it's
too, so that'll be interesting to see who's bringing who.
you should let me be your plus one.
That may be fun. You already know half the people anyway.
I know at this point.
But for some people, like the Med Prom, it's either you can call it the Med Prom. For some people, it's the NBA Finals because the like there's gonna be a lot of shots that are put up. You know what I'm saying? Like people, we're gonna see.
Like to get there, you have to go through. You got to get through round one, conference finals, all that stuff because it's there's a lot of I think it'll be a
competition.
little cutthroat, honestly.
Yeah, I want to like I want to see like.
I know a lot of our class is taken, but also a lot of our class is single.
Yeah,
But
I've heard like it's in thirds. A third are married or engaged, a third are taken, and a third are single.
yeah, so a lot of shots are gonna be going up. I'm just a spectator personally. Like I'm not really in the game like that,
Yeah, I've been in a relationship for about 8 years now. I know who I'm going with. I
but
don't know if Devonta's going with. She's gonna give maybe a
I
sneak
mean,
on it.
Acacia's
Drop on the
here.
podcast
We'll
right now,
see.
Monica.
We still have a month to go, guys.
You
Who knows what's
do.
gonna happen?
A lot can happen in a month for sure.
Exactly.
I am excited to see who goes with what. I think
Is
it's
it
gonna be a
around Valentine's Day? It's
it's the
like
end of February, so after Valentine's Day.
end of
However,
February.
Valentine's Day could lead to a lot of parties outside of
True.
that.
Valentine's Day will be a stepping stone in the right
That might be
direction.
the conference finals Valentine's
Lavantica,
Day.
I'm gonna be down the second to last weekend of February. So it'll be very
That
convenient.
low-key might. We'll talk offline. We'll follow up on
Yes.
it.
You should let me be your plus one.
No, that'll be fun. Yeah, I'm down.
I personally would
We'll
love to go
see.
to a prom.
Podcast at Med Prom.
Group podcast. Have we ever had 120 guests on at the same
Oh my
time?
God.
That would be something.
Four, was it four or five that we recorded last Halloween? We had a group, we were just sitting on in my living room in a circle and we did a group podcast and
A
that was
little
fun.
conference call moment.
Yeah, that
How
was fun
long have
though.
you been doing the podcast? 5 years? 5 years.
No, four.
Four
Four.
close. We started in COVID. That was our first one, all online, and then we started moving into in person. Now it's just easier to record online though, so we continue
We
with that
didn't ever
format.
record in person, really.
We
We
did like
like,
our first one in
or
person.
just our first one, and then if we happened to be together when we needed to record, but usually it's online.
Yeah, more convenient that way.
Have a question. What do y'all think about TikTok being banned tomorrow?
Oh, good question.
It seems
Tomorrow?
like everyone has
Yeah.
already figured out like what's neat, like what they're gonna do. They're gonna go to Red Note and learn Mandarin and everything. So I don't think
Also,
apparently that it's that big of a deal. Everyone's figured it out. And there's like YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels and everything. So it's like it's not like there's zero plan B.
no,
right.
that's facts. TikTok will always be like pretty goated. Just like I don't think an app has made me laugh more on TikTok. I also feel like I've learned a lot on TikTok,
Yeah.
but I'm kind of happy it's going.
I feel like
I need to lock in. Like
yeah. One more
off of that
distraction on.
LinkedIn. I'm kind of sad it's gone because I've been off of TikTok for quite a bit and I think that's what's really given me the edge in school so far. And
Yeah.
I kind of love TikTok because everyone else in my class just focus on their phone full time.
Keep them distracted.
Yeah,
I
I
never
know
got
that.
TikTok, so I like am not, I like don't feel any sort of loss in any way. I will say that like my more like the deeper meaning of TikTok being banned, of like it's, you know, kind of silencing free speech, like that is the biggest issue, other than it just, you know, people not being able to post and everything like that. But I think the overall reasoning kind of behind why the government wants to get rid of it is problematic.
Yeah, I understand
Not
that.
trying to get overly political, but yeah, it seems like nobody wants it banned, but just the those people up there, so
I don't know what they know
the
the thing about us though is we're so adaptable. Like TikTok's gonna be banned. It's gonna be a week or two of like, oh, where should we all switch? But then a year from now, we're gonna be so fine. Like Vine was gone and everyone used to be on Vine and
Yeah.
now like it's such a dead thing. So I feel like people just move on to what's next. It's
Yeah.
so like we'll just look forward. But I am interested to see like if it's actually gonna go black. Like, is it gone gone? Or I think it's just that you can't download it from the App Store. So if you
No,
already have it on your
I heard
phone.
that if you try to log in, they're gonna redirect you to another like website to say like reach out to your local state legislators to like I don't know.
Yeah,
Yeah, so
interesting.
we'll see tomorrow.
Yeah,
I know.
that's also kind of interesting, is like how they're gonna do that. Like
Yeah.
that feels government overreachy, like how they're gonna achieve blocking everyone from it.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. And then we have the inauguration happening on Monday, which will bring in its own sea of news and
I
politics
know
and all that
we get
fun.
to have mourning part two. We got our November period of mourning, and now we get the January period of mourning.
Definitely
Yeah. And on MLK Day too, which is
Oh,
super cute.
true.
Would have been great if it was Kamala, you know. That would have slayed,
Would
but
have been good for Snow Home.
full circle moment right there.
I know,
You
but
guys have any plans?
alas.
Any plans for the 3-day weekend? David, I know your girlfriend's in town. Have you guys been
Yeah,
doing
she
anything
is.
fun?
Like you said, trying to celebrate the weekend the right way is MLK weekend.
Interracial relationships, that's the way to like do it, you know. But yeah, what this weekend has been rough. I spent the past 2 days fixing up my car and stuff, and I just finished. That's why like I'm at the library right now. But
Now you're locked in.
yeah, I got a lot of catching up to do. But I have like AMSA and SNMA have this the student orgs here. We are tabling an event at there's like an MLK basketball tournament at McHale on Monday, so I'll be doing that.
That's cool.
Yeah,
Yeah,
little shout out.
Alantica, what tea do you want to know, huh? This is
I
where
mean,
everyone's
all
asking me to do.
tea.
Yeah,
What tea does
this
the
is where you
public?
redact names and we'll spill tea.
Yeah, what does the public want to know? That's the real question.
I know, right? We should do this on Instagram Live, get some live questions. Yeah.
We can have an open box, send them in for next time.
All right.
What is the biggest tea right now?
Vodka, like do have doing a live podcast, and then people can like ask questions and stuff, and we could like have
That would
add
be.
people to the live. We
We're
should still do
giving
that.
you sauce, bro. We need a percentage. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, a little commission going your way.
All
We
right.
don't
I got
make
beef
any
with
money
people.
off the podcast. All right, what's the beef, you guys? What's the tea? What's the library drama that the rest of us are missing out on? I'm sure you guys observe much from being there all the
Well,
time.
this what just an overall hater I just like to call out is McKenna, right?
Yo,
What
happened
like
to redacting
be honest
names? These poor
though.
people.
Yeah.
Bleep.
Redact
She's our favorite girl, actually. But
that.
she'd be our biggest hater for show.
Like she was just saying
Like she's almost our coach. She kind of knows her plays. She watches us practice.
Facts.
And
And she's like
when she sees implement them, all she can do is roll her eyes. But
yeah.
my biggest hater, I'm a hater of, you know her pretty well. You're a friend of her.
Oh no.
Kyra Singh, bro.
First and last name dropped.
The only reason I got people for her, honestly, is because like she's kind of everything I hope to be.
Yeah, like it's all of our beef is out of
Like,
insecurity, and they know that it's not real beef.
yeah,
She's
gotta be
just jealous.
careful. We're with these people for 4 years. Can't burn down the bridges now.
Yeah,
No,
you're right.
we hope to build bridges between our class.
Honestly, yeah, I think I build like the most bridges in our class, and like not even our class, like other schools as well, like pharmacy school, the nursing
A
school.
little
Like,
construction worker going on here,
yeah,
building
dude.
all the bridges.
I really like believe in interprofessionalism, like connections and stuff. So,
There you
yeah.
go. David is actually our library advisor. How's that going for you? How's that role of
Oh.
responsibility?
Yeah, I think honestly, it's the work itself isn't too difficult, but I think some of the standards I'm held up to, it's kind of tough. I got classrooms
What
with like,
does being a library advisor entail?
it's more of like a aura thing.
yeah, just aura.
David has so much of that to go
It's just a
around.
respect thing.
No, we
There
don't.
there's no one better for the job, really, because I do think you live there. Like the library is your home. It was
Yeah,
actually
everyone
funny. The
knows.
first couple of weeks of school, his phone like reprogrammed to say the library was his home because he was there so much.
Yeah, I was there so often that at some point my phone thought the library was home and my home was actually like work. I thought I worked overnight, and every time I left the library, I assumed I was going to work. Which, I just want to, I think that's a good quality though. That's just how much
I mean,
effort and work I'm gonna be able to
you're
put
definitely
in.
like the biggest nerd I've ever spoke to, but yeah, bro, if you're proud about that, like that's
I'm sure he has a sleeping bag stashed in there somewhere. Amanda's
There's a
leash.
secret spot that we sleep in, but
There
keep that
is
one low key.
a secret spot
There's like
that.
a little covered place with a bean bag. It's in its own room. No one usually goes there, so but I gotta keep that one away off the or it's gonna get too crowded. You should try it.
The perks of being the library advisor. You get all the secret hideouts.
It was
Apparently.
a good time as library advisor. I just talked to the people that run the library to try to voice some complaints, but
The temperature is a big one. I feel like no one's really happy with that. It's always
Temperature is
either
the
too hot
biggest one so
or
far.
when it's cold outside, it's super hot like inside, and when it's hot outside, they make it like way too cold inside.
Arizona's just bad at temperature regulation. Like it's always over-conditioned or overheated.
That is true. Okay, song of the week, bro.
Song of the week.
What have you been listening to on repeat this past week or lately?
How long
No,
does
I want to answer more questions though before we do the song of the
you want to
week.
yap more?
We're just gonna have to come back for part two, guys. That's what that means.
That's true. We have done that before. Avantika, do you know your song of the week?
I think it's gonna be a Shawn Mendes one because his new album has come back up on my Spotify. And so if I had to choose one from his playlist, I'll go with That'll Be the Day. I like
Very
that one right
cool.
now.
I recently got introduced to The Maine, which is a band, and Leavin' 5 is my favorite song off of their album from 2023. And it's really fun. It's like very One Direction reminiscent since we have to find substitutes since they are no longer with us and will never be again. So tragic.
David and Lincoln.
My favorite song, not for this week, but all the time, is Real Friends by Kanye West.
There you go. Lincoln, finish us off.
I just kind of always live by that song.
Wait, why is that?
Real friends. That's it.
How many of us? True. All right, for me, I would say song I've been listening the most, either between Smino's new album, which is not that new. It's probably been out for a couple months, but I've been listening to his album a lot. And then there's one song called Salute by Hurricane Wisdom and Lo Shimmy. I feel like those are
Okay.
like what I've been
On the
listening
playlist. Well, thank you
Our
guys for being
playlist is
on.
always so eclectic from the guests. It
Oh
just
yeah.
ends up being a crazy mishmash.
Yeah, y'all better listen to my suggestion right there. All
Everyone go listen. It's in the bio of the podcast.
right,
Well,
bet.
thanks everyone for tuning in. Thank you, David and Lincoln, for being on. This was a chaotic, beefy, tea-spilled episode.
Yeah,
We'll see how much
this is a
makes
light
it to
session. Like, this is gonna be
post-production.
light. Like,
I wanted to know how deep we dig it sometimes. You know, we had to take a foot off the gas a little bit for this one.
I feel like I don't even know what happened over the past 45 minutes. I feel like I blacked out and now we're here.
Thanks. I feel like we're just talking in like code the whole time. But if you know, you know.
Yeah,
I
and
mean,
whoever
hopefully
wants
the
to be on
people
the
who
podcast
listen
to
will.
clear their name, reach out to us, DM us, and we'll get you on. We'll keep the series going.
It's gonna become a whole thing of everyone needing to clear their names. I think you name dropped half the class, so
Yo,
well,
I'm glad it started with this one.
thank you guys for being on, and I hope
Yes,
you have a
thank
good
you.
rest of your weekend. Thanks,
Yep, you
everyone, for
too.
listening.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.